Today's Monday, November 26, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Luke 23, 7 through 8, that's your life word. And as soon as he knew that he belonged under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. So this week we'll finish our look at the highlights of Dr. Luke's narrative of the life of Jesus. And since it's been a couple of days since we were together, I want to remind you of the setting here. Jesus has been taken from the Sadducees over to the Roman governor now, a guy named Pilate. The Jewish leaders, they wanted Jesus condemned to death, and that was something they really didn't have the power to do. Only the Romans could execute people. So Pilate listens to the accusations of the Jewish leaders, and he questions Jesus, and then he pronounces, "This man hadn't done anything wrong." So he wanted to keep himself from having to be held accountable for passing judgment on Jesus. So he decides to send him over to Herod. Herod just happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. Now, the Bible says that Herod was excited to see Jesus. He'd heard a lot about him. I mean, I think Jesus had become a household name by this time. A lot of people in Jesus' day had claimed to do miracles. But when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, I think that act alone kind of set him apart from everybody else. And Dr. Luke says something here that really caught my attention when I read this passage. It said Herod wanted to see Jesus, hoping for a long time to see him perform a miracle. The miracles, a show. That's really all Jesus was to Herod. There wasn't any search for truth here. There was no conviction of sin. Herod wanted to see Jesus do something. Herod was looking for an experience. Does that sound familiar to you? When you meet with Jesus, what are you looking for? When you come to church on Sunday, what are your expectations? You know, sometimes Jesus meets us with powerful emotions and mountaintop experiences, and those are wonderful times of worship, but more likely than not, and most of the time, Jesus asks us to sit at his feet. Learn about his thoughts and his ways and his love. And if you have to always be having an experience to worship him, it really could be that you're enjoying the rush more than wanting to know the Savior. An experience, well, it's going to last just a moment. But a worship relationship, that's a growing and lasting love. When you pray today, please remember to lift up in prayer BMA missionaries Michael, Jennifer, Jacob, Marcus, and Lucas Smith. They're helping to plant Journey Church in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And please pray for the success of LifeWord's Be Call Wari broadcast that can be heard in the island nation of the Philippines. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to an audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.